Al Hoffman Jr. was once a major figure in the Republican Party. He served as finance chair for the Republican National Committee and both George W. Bush presidential campaigns. In those roles, he was in charge of raising money to support the party's priorities. Now he's a private citizen and a major Republican donor, and he has decided to break with his party over guns. Hoffman has said he will no longer donate to candidates who don't support what he calls sensible gun legislation. He told me, as a veteran and West Point grad, he knows the damage that assault-style weapons can do.
I know automatic rifles. I know assault weapons. The military did a very good job of learning how to kill people. These weapons were used, and as a result, now we have the AR-15s that are privatized, and yet they are still remain as they are assault weapons. They're still designed to kill people. I don't care what anybody says. That's what they're for.
Ambassador, are you calling for an outright ban on assault-style weapons? In other words, even the possession of such a weapon would be illegal? Or are you just calling for a halt to the production of new weapons or the sale of new weapons?
What I would like to call for is a stop to the production of new weapons. I would like to call for a national buy-in program. And I would like to follow the Australia model, you know, where Australia had that massacre in 96. They adopted an assault weapons ban, and they haven't had a mass shooting since 1996.
The United States has banned assault-style weapons before, in 1994, for 10 years.
And yes, and it expired.
And it appeared to have had little impact on gun violence. The weapons were illegal to manufacture, but there were still more than a million guns already in circulation that were still legal to own and resell.
If we could take these assault weapons out of the marketplace, buy them in, you know, I think that's the first step. You got to start with one weapon and then another and then another. And I believe that'll help. We go back to the same legislation that we had banning assault weapons. There's no reason we shouldn't.
Gun violence, as you know, it takes the lives of tens of thousands of people annually. And mass shootings, though, make up a very small fraction of that number. Most of these deaths come as the result of suicide or gun violence between two people or a small group of people.
Right.
Are you thinking about other ways to have a broader impact on gun violence? Longer mandatory wait times when you buy a gun or banning other kinds of weapons, restrictions on handguns?
Well, you know, I'm for any kind of legislation that makes sense. That's what I said, sensible legislation. You know, whether it's increasing the wait time, whether it requires, medical exams for the mentally deficient.
So you say you support anything that is sensible gun legislation, but at the same time you say you very specifically want a ban on assault weapons. But the Florida state legislature just voted that down.
They voted that down. But you know what? They're up for election. And if I'm going to mail out a plea to every single registered voter in the state of Florida and asking them to withhold their money until they can get a pledge from their candidate to support the assault weapons ban. You know, maybe we won't get a full ban now, but it'll be a great start. But I'm for a total ban on it, and I believe the law should be reinstated at the federal level. And, you know, may not get it in this election cycle, may not get it the next one, but I believe this would be my one last hurrah that I want to see what we can do. But obviously it's an NRA issue, and we got to move the NRA to come to our direction.
You think it's about money, about political donations, and how closely those candidates and lawmakers are tied to the NRA?
There's no doubt about that. There's just absolutely no doubt about it.
Al Hoffman Jr., thank you so much for your time and for sharing your thoughts on this issue.
You're welcome, Rachel. Take care.